Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jay-Z and they...
Let me take you to the queen side.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Let's start with the news you've all been waiting for. The sky is not falling. The Caps played poorly in game one. They played well in game two.
They played very well in game two.
All tied up, going back to Raleigh. Good morning, B. Mitch. How do you do?
I am good, Jay. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, dude. We both went to the game.
Yeah.
We had dinner beforehand. We hung out during. It's what they needed last night. I thought what Logan Thompson has done through two games is phenomenal. I thought Tom Wilson was phenomenal last night, and it was the game the Caps had to have, and they got it.
Oh yeah, when they came out from start to finish, and they were way faster than they were in the first game.
Totally,
that first game seemed like they just were lethargic as hell. And then they were able to clear the puck. They played a lot in their zone. I mean, in which comes on instead of being, you know, forced and backed up all the time.
Sure.
They did some good. They played good hockey. And Logan is a magician, though.
Yo, he's playing awesome. It was a really cool moment kind of after the game. So they brought Logan Thompson and Tom Wilson up to the podium at the same time. And LT's asked about Wilson. He's like, man, I got to talk about this guy again. And then Wilson's like, yo, he finally said thank you for one of my blocked shots. He hasn't done that all year. You could tell they are in a good headspace. Yeah. And being in the locker room after game one, they were furious and frustrated.
Yeah.
And Carberry was super clear how upset he was and how bad they played. And I think they've just, like, they laid a complete egg game one.
Yeah.
Last night was a much better effort. And, you know, I thought John Carlson was good. A lot of guys were really good. I think you'll get more from Ovechkin. I'm not sure how much you got from Ovi last night. He did have, I guess, at least the one shot attempt, I remember.
Mm.
But it was, think about the narrative was really driven around the shots on goal.
Yeah.
It was almost 3-1 in that first game. And then if you consider the blocks on top of that, it was crazy. Last night, they about got it to even. I think it finished 28 for the Hurricanes, 21 for the Caps.
It wasn't a lot of shots early. I mean, early on, at one point, I think it was 7-5, in the first period.
The first 10 minutes, Tarik El-Bashir asked this question of Ovechkin last night. I thought it was a good one. It seemed like the first 7-10 minutes of that game last night kind of looked like the other night. And then, like, whatever it was like the Caps kind of came back. And we're like, all right, we can play. We're good.
Yeah.
We're in this.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, thank goodness they did, obviously. But I think we all knew this was going to be a tough series.
Hell yeah. Nobody, I don't think anyone thought it was going to just be one day going to walk in and just walk all over them. Either way, hell, Carolina's first favorite in the series. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you got to think it's going to be a tough one. But just ultimately, they have to go out there and from start to finish play as fast as they did. Hell, my whole thing is you have nothing else to do. If you don't take care of business, you're going home.
Totally.
Nobody want to go fishing early.
It was when Carolina scored in the third, though, and it's 2-1, pretty damn nerve-wracking. And you knew they were going to pull the goalie. The way Carolina at times, now last night wasn't nearly as one-sided as Tuesday night, but the way Carolina can control possession in the offensive zone, sometimes it feels like they're on a power play anyway.
Yeah.
Because Washington's just incapable of clearing it. It's like, oh, do they have an extra guy out there? Oh, wait, they don't. They're just doing this.
They do it, but like it's like when Carolina wants to clear their zone, and you watch other hockey games, they are very good at just flipping it over the top. We were better last night. We did it last night, but normally we're trying to pass the ball. I mean, pass the puck, like right past somebody. Everything has to be like perfect in a sense. Sometimes you just got to look, the whole nature of the thing, get the puck out of here.
Get the puck out of here, Landfill.
I'm watching, like sometimes I'm like, why in the hell?
Landfill looked quick when you said, get the puck out of here. Landfill was shook, thought he might have to reach for that button.
But it seems like shots and passes, we try to be perfect with it.
Yeah.
Instead of just take the damn shot.
I think
one
you
last
saw
night,
early.
Wide open.
I know.
And you don't even get a shot off because you're trying to fire it.
Who was it that had the whiff?
They were right there. That's what I'm saying.
It was one of the French dudes,
they don't get a shot off.
Bouvillier?
Yeah, Bouvillier. That was tough, dude. That second period, I think. I mean, that was tough. Here's what's good. They're going to Raleigh, tied up. Hockey is just a wild, wild sport. So, like, yeah, you lose one at home, but everybody knows this is going to be a series. Like, this is not Boston, New York. This is not the Knicks or the Celtics. Everybody knew this was going to be a series no matter what. And Carberry said this after the game last night. I still don't think they're playing their best. And Carberry said, he's like, yeah.
I can deal with that. I can buy that.
He's like, you know, last night, Carberry last night after the game is like, we took a step, we played better, but at the same time, we've got to get to another level, especially going down there, if we're going to get to this next level, if we're going to win this thing, whatever it is. And I totally agree, dude. Yeah. I think, so I said this last night, and I was saying this to like real hockey people, and they were kind of like, it happens. I'm going to say it to you, B, because I think you're going to be on my team with this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice last night watching this game? And I'm not naive. Like, I recognize this happens often, but Carolina takes it to another level. When two players kind of get engaged and maybe a stick comes up after a pass or you know what I mean, you're trying to hit somebody, they make a habit of locking that stick in under the armpit and not letting go.
They do it. They do it all the time.
Yo, everybody does it to some degree. I get that. They do it all the time, and it's egregious, and it's driving me crazy.
And I think it can be called at times because there's times where they are totally doing it to make sure that the other guy can't go. And the ref's just looking at it. But I know the hockey people, it just happens. No, it happens, but it gets called a lot too. These guys don't seem to want to call anything against them.
Dude,
it was more than what happened last night, believe me.
I support that refs try to stay away from making too many calls in the playoffs. But, dude, at the same time, like, how about I think it was Chychrun got blasted in the back right in front of the linesman.
Yeah.
And there was no call on it. It was like, not like that, Landfill. Pause yourself. Goodness.
He looked away.
It was unbelievable,
Things happen and they act like, oh, I didn't see that. Everybody saw it.
Some good stuff last night via the Caps Twitter feed. Aaliyah Edwards tweeted out about the Caps. Frankie Louvu tweeted out about the Caps. Just the big old let's go. And Landfill, I should check in with you. What did you think of the Capitals' performance last night?
It was great. I mean, they got the win.
Now, I have news you might care about.
Well, hit me with it.
This is via the Capitals. I'll read, and I quote.
Everybody say Landfill is a fool for taking Carolina.
Although, gots to be here did score.
Gots to be here. Yo, speaking of, I nailed it. I had Willie and a Caps win. I got the empty netter. Bang. That's a winner, Jeff.
Good luck.
You took Mangiapane, which was, I loved the call. But people last night were asking me, they're like, did Bibich take Mangiapane? I was like, yeah, man, he had a feeling. I had a feeling about Willie.
At one time, he was going down the ice, and then all of a sudden, he just lost the puck.
By the way, I know you guys didn't see this because you were at the game, but ESPN cut to commercial during the middle of play, like while the game was going on, not at a whistle, not at a stoppage. Not
did they
before
go, like,
face off.
Side by side screens?
No, they straight up went to a commercial.
They were like, we don't want to see this play.
You shouldn't be allowed to go to commercial during the game.
The puck was sliding down the ice towards Logan Thompson, and they just went to commercial.
That is troubling.
Not great.
Yo, like, Brian and I work in television. You shouldn't go to commercial during the action.
Nah.
Just as like a basic rule of thumb.
Nah. I'm not like a hockey expert, so I thought that I had missed something initially and that maybe there was a whistle and it was a stoppage.
I have a question.
That was not what happened.
Had you, like, had the edible kicked in and you were like, oh man, did something go weird here? Was this me?
I was stone cold sober and they just botched it.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, man.
Not great. The atmosphere at the game was dope. Jeff, were you there? There's a lot of talk about Jeff being there.
Yes, I was there.
Okay. What'd you think?
I loved it. I do have a gripe.
Uh-oh. Gripe away.
Dude, I was in the 400 levels, right?
It's cool. Good seats up
there.
Yeah,
great seats. I seen the entire.
Yo, but when you're up top in hockey and you can see the rushes form and like how they try to attack the net, it's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, that was cool. But, dude, they ran out of chicken tenders and french fries at the first period. Like, I was
where were you looking? Because I saw guys come with chicken tenders and fries in the second and third period.
Yeah, B, of course, because you was on the first. They were telling us.
It's good to be B-Mitch.
They were like, yeah, nobody bought no supplies up here. We out of food. I'm like, the first period?
Did you try, like, a different stand?
Yeah, I had to walk all the way around to the other side. But, you know, I never knew that the men's bathroom line could get that long.
Yeah, that gets on my nerves.
Yeah, that was cool. But action-wise, I loved it. We just had to shoot the ball more. Shoot the puck more and going down the ice. I was talking to Max.
Get the puck out.
Because Max was there too, Max and Toby. I was talking to Max. He was like, yeah, they just trying to get their feel for the game. But it was a couple opportunities in the first period where I think if they would have just attacked the net and put a shot on goal, probably would have beat them like 5-1.
All right, that's Jeff's hockey talk. Let's get my man some chicken tenders. Speaking of chicken, Landfill, this is the news I wanted to share with you. I think this is the news. I think Caps tying up the series is the top of the list of things you'll care about, but I think this is number two, legitimately. Per the Washington Capitals, last night this tweet was sent at 10:17 p.m. Playoff nugs, courtesy of Willie. Enjoy a free 6-piece Chicken McNuggets with a minimum $1 purchase tomorrow on the McDonald's app. I thought you would care about that, Landfill. Free 6-piece nuggets? Give me some sweet and sour sauce? I'm in that.
Yeah, you would get that and be full. He liked the kid meal.
6-piece nuggets is perfect. What do you get?
Not six. I get more than six.
I love it. I wish they had eight. I think Chick-fil-A has eight.
If they have eight, you would need them all anyway.
I can eat eight nuggets.
Like Chick-fil-A nuggets are a lot smaller.
I doubt it.
You doubt what? That I can eat eight chicken nuggets?
You can't eat eight chicken nuggets. You'd be struggling.
McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Ain't one of these.
I want to be clear. I can eat eight chicken nuggets.
Yeah,
right?
If you force yourself, but normally you'll get like four or five and be done.
While we're at it, it's time for us to confess something, left hand up style.
I think it must be something in that.
Brian and I have an addiction, and I don't know who to turn to. I don't know if
I'm not turning to nobody. I'm going to keep eating them.
See, B's embracing his addiction. But the makers of Fritos Flavor Twist Honey Barbecue.
They are good.
Yeah, B and I are getting a solid bag of these usually per person a day. And I walked in, and it's 9:58, and B's already hitting the sauce. He's already on the Fritos Honey Barbecue Twist.
Hey, man.
I think we just, if there are any Fritos vendors out there, holler at your boys.
Yeah.
Those things are phenomenal.
Send us some boxes.
Yo, how long, say there's 50 bags of those in a box, it wouldn't last a week.
Nah, not in this place for sure.
We'd have to hide. You'd have to put it in your car.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring a safe in here.
The Fritos have cabinet got a hold
with a cabinet with a key.
They've got a grip on us, for sure. Elsewhere in the NHL last night, Edmonton beats Vegas again. They're up 2-0. I know that we are a football town and we love our Caps. and it's late at night. But watching Edmonton play hockey is a joy. Watching Connor McDavid, that team is awesome. Toronto's up 2-0, so the winner of this thing, at least for now, we'll see what happens when the Leafs get down to Florida. It looks like they're headed to play the Leafs. Basketball last night, without Steph.
Without Steph, they're in trouble.
Without Steph, they're in trouble. The T-Wolves handled them.
They came on big boy them last night.
Yeah. I didn't get to watch much of that. I saw a little bit as I was kind of running around. Did Ant get hurt for a second? Was there like a worry that Edwards?
I didn't see the whole game.
Well, Jeff didn't because he was out hunting for
chicken nuggets.
Chicken tenders, yeah. obviously, the big news, Caps, man. That was a fun one. There were some Nats players there. There was a true celebrity in the crowd, somebody that people just start screaming his name when they see him.
Who?
Monty from Starboard. People fired up to see Monty, man.
They all probably been there at that Bloody Mary bar.
Dude, Orange Crush is
there, you get to make your own, and the Orange Crush is unbelievable. Yeah. They go down so smooth.
They do.
God.
They do.
You forget his liquor in them.
It's dangerous. It is crazy. So the Hurricanes had 28 shots to the Caps 21, but the Caps had a lead at the end of the second period.
Yeah.
The Caps had more shots by the end of the second period than they did in the overtime loss in game one.
Yeah.
Think about that. They had 16 shots at the end of the second period last night. They had 14 in the overtime loss game one.
I think they try to have the most quality shots.
Sure.
And that's why they don't have as many. But sometimes you got to shoot the puck and you get that little rebound come off and then somebody can bury it right there. But they don't try to do those. They want everything to be like a one-timer.
There were times.
Carolina, they're shooting as soon as they get on ice. And I think it's something to it because they put stress on a goalie.
All right, hold on, B. Somebody just sent me, shout out to Mr. Matthew CFB. This is them going to commercial in the middle of the play. So B. Mitch and I have not seen this. All right, we're watching it now. All right, the puck is, what? Was that an icing eventually? So it looked like the puck.
I couldn't tell you because they were a commercial. I didn't see what.
Oh, dude, they came back and it was just live action, so it wasn't an icing.
Right.
Watch this, B. The puck's just drifting to net. LT has to stop. Oh, my God. That is awful, dude.
Not great.
That is awful.
And then they came right back to it.
And that's the third period, too?
Hey, man. Somebody fell asleep at the wheel.
Yo, can you put Bill Bell and Huey back in charge? That doesn't happen on Joe B's watch, all right? Sheesh, that's bad. Like, now, granted, Ted's watching the game in person, but, like, if you're the owner of the team, you're calling somebody on that, right?
Oh, believe me, he's going to be calling somebody anyway because people will be telling him.
Well, I believe he's on, like, the NHL media committee and stuff.
Well,
like,
they're going to let him know this. I'm sure, just like we got it, he's seen it. He's heard it. And, yes, he's going to make a phone call.
Hold up. I just got another thing sent to me. At one point when Carly scored last night, the announcer said John Carlson, the longest-serving Capital. Now, shout out to Carly. He's been here a long time.
But he did say that.
Anybody heard of Alex Ovechkin?
Yeah. He should have said the longest-serving Capital was on ice at the time.
Sure. Currently on the ice. Or just long-time Caps veteran.
Like, hey, you know how it is, man. You're not an ESPN. They give them something right before they go on, and they just say it. They don't really vet it.
Hey, I like the Turner.
You remember? You know that quarterback?
The Turner covers is so much better. Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yes. Wow. I did not realize the Geico joint was right in the middle of the third period. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're all going to answer the question. Scale of 1 to 10.
And we got to talk about Landfill's buddy, too.
We definitely got to do that.
Yeah, Greg.
Yo, that was a bad one.
Dude cannot spell. Dude is horrible.
Hold on. Maybe we do that real quick. Landfill, are you aware of what Greg texted Brian and I last night?
No.
Okay. You know the word deja vu?
Yep.
He said
he texted, I swear I'm having that thing you call dasha vu or whatever.
D-A-S-S-H-A-V-O-O.
That's pretty rough.
And JB say, ha ha, deja vu?
Dasha vu. It sounds like an Indian holiday. Here we go. Here's what we're going to do on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 is winning the cup. So an 7 is advancing. Where do we land on our belief in the Washington Capitals? Where are you on the belief meter for the Washington Capitals? 10 is winning the cup. 7 is advancing. Where are you at? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Taking your calls. We got a packed show today. We're talking Caps with Brent Johnson coming up at noon. We're going to do Ask B. Mitch Anything early. We got Ben Standick joining us. We got Real or Fake. There's a lot going on today. Nobody go anywhere.
It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday.
I need to set the record straight on something, Brian.
What's that?
All right. Previously, when we were complaining about the Geico ad in the middle of the Caps' third period on ESPN, I said, get Huey and Bill Bell in there. Mm-hmm. Now, shout out to Huey and Bill Bell, people we know well.
Yep.
They're not running the truck anymore, I've been alerted. So, let's shout out the right people. Get Ryan, Billy, and Kevin Santos back in there. And as a matter of fact,
which one of them hit you?
We'll say... A friend named Brian Riley wanted me to tell you, you still got a big head.
It is always smaller than it is.
Shout out to Billy and Santos, great dudes. We are very lucky to live in a city. I was talking with Heather last night, Adam Brooke, about, you know, if you're working on the sales side at Monumental right now with everything the Caps got cooking, it ain't the worst time to be selling stuff.
Totally, totally.
We are very lucky to be in a city where the hockey coverage is so damn good.
Yeah.
Between Walton on our and, air, Joby and Locker, the pre and post, like all of it is really, really good. All right, so the counter, where are you on the Caps belief scale, 0 to 10? We start with our guy, Toothpick. What up, Pick?
What up, JT? What's happening, B-Mitch?
How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, listen, I'm going to tell y'all real quick. Thank you. I appreciate y'all for getting me in. But listen, I'm at a 10, man. I'm at a straight 10 right now. I'm home, about to fly out, but I need another party in the city, man. I need y'all to be tearing it up outside the arena. I need that feeling again. So it's good things happening in the city, so keep them going. I'm at a 10.
At a 10.
Who picked out that loving feeling?
A freaking 10. All right, Pick. Safe travels, man. We'll see you up here for the cup.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Shout out to Jeff for telling us Pick had to go first. Our guy Kurt is in Ashburn. Kurt, 0 to 10. Where are you at?
I'm at a 10 like I was yesterday when I called in. I'm not concerned. But I want to point out something I'm surprised nobody's mentioned. They started to do it more last night, but not enough. When the Canes have the puck behind the net and they're circling around, they're looking down at the puck, and that's a signal for the other forward to come and clean his clock. They don't do that enough. The good stick handlers don't look at the puck. When a guy's looking down at the puck, he should be dead meat. I want to see more of that next time. Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Thanks, buddy. This dude just wants to see some slobber knockers.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm going to end with Landfill because I think he will be lowest on the belief scale. I'm going to start with Jeffrey because I think he'll be highest. Jeff likes to be highest. Jeffrey, 1 to 10, where you at?
I'm honestly at like a 7. Like between, I'm like between a 6.5 and a 7, actually. I don't know. It's just, we tend to let the third period, like stuff always happen in the third period. And it just looks like the Canes, like, they were just way more – yeah, the puck went our way yesterday. We won. It just looked like they were just more on the attack on us. And I just think if we keep playing that – if the Caps keep playing that style of hockey, I don't think it's going to go well in the next round.
Jeff's worried. B? beaten.
I don't know. I think yesterday they played way better than they did in the first. In the first game, I agree with his comments.
Yeah,
not completely yesterday.
It just seemed like the puck was in the Caps territory majority of the game yesterday.
So I hear you. I do think they played a lot better yesterday, to B's point. Carolina also kind of plays that style where they're just going to throw shots and kind of control
from
possession.
Any and everywhere.
Yeah. I thought the Caps last night, if last night was game one, and maybe that's stupid because it's not, I don't think we'd be at all as nervous. But game one was really one-sided. I said this before. Game one was what, Tuesday? I said Monday or Tuesday when we were previewing game one that I thought whoever wins this goes to the cup out of the East. And I still believe that. Toronto's playing really well. You know how much hockey Florida has played over the last couple of years? Last year they won the cup and it had to go seven. The year prior they lost in the cup final. Mm-hmm. Think about just the mileage that is.
A lot of mileage, but when you're winning, it doesn't bother you.
Sure.
Yeah. At all.
I agree. I'm just saying those boys are a lot on those legs. I'm at an eight. I think they can win this series. I said Caps at six. I'm sticking with it. I am starting to think this thing's going seven. Just the nature of these
two
teams. They
play like they played yesterday and just control the puck a little better. They could win the series real quick. And if they get past Carolina, I think then it's more of a cake. I think this is the toughest match they have all the way to the finals.
So where are you at on the scale?
I'm about a 7.5. Because I have to see the consistency in their play. That roller coaster ride don't work.
Last night, I don't think game one is who they are. Right? I think game one was just a bad game. And sometimes you have bad games.
Mm-hmm.
I think last night's who they are. I also think last night's who Carolina is. It's going to be a tough matchup. Rod Brindamore after is like, listen, man, we thought this was going to be hard. We know this team. They're good. This is too good. Quan Martin, the philosopher, I circle back to what he said going to the Detroit for the divisional round again and again. They're good, but we're good too.
Yeah.
Like this, you're in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, man.
It's the pros. Everybody in the playoffs should be good. Except basketball, when they lose by 50.
Right.
Same.
Professor Landini.
I'm at like a 6. Last night, I was like at a 1 before the game. But, you know, they showed that they could beat the Hurricanes. They just got so dominated game one that I was pretty doubtful. But I'm back in.
Oh.
Landfill at a 6 is like a...
Hey, everybody else at 10?
Right. You know how they say like an office 9 is a real life 7? Like, Landfill at a 6 is most people at an 8.5. I'm going to take Mark real quick. Mark, go fast. Scale of 1 to 10.
I'm at an 11, JP.
I love
it. Wabanaka's coming for B. Mitch, brother. We're going to put it on him, Captain.
I love it, brother. Thank you, Mark.
All right, baby.
When we come back, we got Real or Fake starring the tech exec, Cody Betts.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control over your heating and air conditioning system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? Adjust it in mere seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best. And they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
B, I know there's a read that I'm supposed to do. I'm going to just tell you what's going on in my life. I got my Rood system 2 weeks ago. Shout out to Jim Smith and Jimbo and the whole team at Rood. My wife is hot. Like, she's a smoke show, but she also, like, is physically, like, she's warm-blooded. She's Italian. She's always hot. And we always fight because I'm always cold. I like blankets. She does not. With the Rood joint, keeping it so cool, we now have a blanket on the bed. And it makes me so damn happy because she's even cold. It's tremendous. The systems are so quiet. And the way they do it is they control the humidity and you get precise temperatures no matter what. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. B, you got to tell them about the cash, too. You can get up to 2 G's on federal tax credits on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Talking about Rood, R-U-U-D, the most reliable heating and air conditioning product in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7, the fan. Right now, we love this game. I need a piece of paper, though. Jeff, can you give me a piece of paper, please, so I can write everything down? Time to talk to the tech exec, Mr. Cody Betts. We play real or fake. Cody got to enjoy the Caps game last night with his beautiful fiance. Cody, you got to win, dude. Maybe you need to go more often.
Hey, anytime the Capitals want to hit me up, give me some free tickets, I'm down to go.
All right. Explain the game and let's get down to business.
All right. I'm going to read headlines for you guys, and you guys are going to determine whether they are real or I made them up.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right, first one, Texas high school football coach arrested for running illegal gambling ring that involved players, cheerleaders, and parents.
Real.
Real.
Yeah, real. Real. I'll believe anything about Texas football.
Yeah, that's real across the board, Cotto.
All right, next one, Ohio woman fined after her pigs killed the neighbor on Christmas Day.
Ohio woman fined after her pigs killed a neighbor?
I'm going to say
the pigs
false.
Killed a person?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm reading the headlines.
I'm going to go false.
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 They all say false.
Pigs aren't killing people, man. I'm also saying false.
All right. Next one. West Virginia man arrested after allegedly telling a Walmart employee that he had a bomb inside the store.
Real. West Virginia's wild.
I'll go real.
Real for me. Real for B. Aquarium boys?
Yeah, I'm also going real there.
Yep. Now, Landville, you better not be Googling this. I see you with your phone.
I'm not Googling.
B, do you think he's Googling?
He might be.
All right. Everybody, that's a sweep of reels.
All right.
Like B. Mitch's Instagram history, just nothing but reels?
All right. Next one. Ohio woman who had a relationship with a man allegedly had 5 other men kidnap, torture, and beat him with a baseball bat at a Red Roof Inn.
Ohio lady's cheating on her husband, and the guy got beat up in a Red Roof Inn?
Yeah, 5 people beat him
real.
Up.
Ohio whooping.
I'm going to go false on that one.
B says false. The Aquarium boys say real? I think that's real, too, man. Ohio's got some wacky stuff. Also, I've realized my pen is leaking. It's got a leak. So, just so
I don't like
knows.
Your brain.
All right, Cody, what's next?
All right, the next one. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders of the Canadian Football League will be holding open tryouts next week up north in Shreveport, Louisiana.
That's such a good deep cut.
Well, I'm going to say fake. All
right. Saskatchewan. All right, B says fake. I say real. Isn't that where your tryout was?
Hey, y'all try. He's trying to crack on me right there. You get that?
They're making all the prospects drive, too. That's real.
All right, me and Landville say real. Jeff, you going false?
False, yeah.
All right. Is that it, Cody? You got one more?
Nope. Last one. Patient receives organ transplant in Ohio, dies of rabies infection through the transplanted organ.
Damn.
I think they check for stuff like that.
False, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go false.
I'm going to go false.
Doug,
what is your obsession with Ohio today?
Maybe that's why it's news, because they usually do check for stuff like that.
I'm also going real here.
Yeah, I'm changing real.
I'm changing to real, too.
Jeff, are you sticking with false?
I'm staying with false.
Yeah, you oddly do seem obsessed with Ohio. Is that because you're getting married in Erie, which is near Ohio?
Yeah, I had to subscribe to all the outlets up there to make sure nothing was, going too crazy.
Listen, if Beamish and I have to travel to Erie, can you make sure there's no rabies outbreaks?
Well, I think there was a measles outbreak last week. So,
great.
You never know.
I got to be honest with you. Can we talk real quick about Cody's wedding? Your fiance is very, very sweet. Going to Erie sounds like it kind of sucks. Is that accurate?
It's not great.
Maybe in the summer it's nice.
Well, they do have a casino. So
well, that's why Cody likes it.
Of course, these D-gen ass knows there's a casino in Erie. What are the table minimums at the casino in Erie? Can I play $5 blackjack?
Yes, I think you can.
I might miss the ceremony, dog. If I could sit down with $200 and play $5 chips, your boy's going to have a day.
You have to ban him from the damn blackjack table.
All right, let's run through these before this pen just leaks all over.
All right, here we go. First one, Texas high school football coach arrested for running illegal gambling ring that involved players, cheerleaders, and parents. That one was fake.
Oh!
Damn, you got us right there.
We all said real on that. I was about to say, yo, let's try to book this dude for the show. all right, we all went over on that. We all said real.
Next one, Ohio woman fined after her pigs killed the neighbor on Christmas Day. That one is real.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen pigs attack anybody.
All right.
They smelled their ham cooking.
Everybody's 0 for 2. Let's start there.
We might be bad.
I got a follow-up question here. The journalist in me. If your pigs kill a person, how do you only get fined?
That's why I was saying when he said fine, I thought they should have been in jail.
Yeah, that seems like jail. All right.
I don't know the laws up there.
Question. How does pigs break in the house and kill someone?
Maybe it was in the yard.
Well, it could be in the yard. I mean, I think pigs are like herbivores. They'll eat anything.
I don't think you're using herbivore correctly. I think herbivore means they eat grass. They ate a person.
Omnivore, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, omnivore.
Omnivore.
Yeah.
You got to be a weak-ass person to get killed by some pigs.
If it's multiple pigs.
But now, if you're talking about like the wild boars in Arkansas that have like horns and stuff, that's a little different.
Nah, real big pigs, and you got enough of them, they could knock you down.
It had to be an old person.
It's got to be like an old lady person.
Yeah, yeah, it got to be. Send all us right. That link.
All right.
we're all 0 for 2.
All right, next one. West Virginia man arrested after allegedly telling a Walmart employee that he had a bomb.
That's real.
That one is real.
Yeah,
all right. That one is real.
We all got it. So yeah. We've all had the same answer so far. We're all 1 for 3.
All right, next one. Ohio woman who had a relationship with a man allegedly had 5 other men kidnap, torture, and beat him with a baseball bat at a Red Roof Inn. That one is real.
Ooh, only B got that wrong.
Wow.
So me, Landfill,
we
and Jeff.
Be careful we go up to Erie.
Yo, sounds wild up there. Shout out to Mike Wargo. Me, Landfill, and Jeff are 2 for 4. B is 1 for 4.
All right, next one. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders of the Canadian Football League will be holding open tryouts next week up north in Shreveport, Louisiana. I mean, that one's fake.
So you went real, JP.
I did.
Knowing the whole story.
All right, so here's where we're at. Here's where we're at going into the home stretch here. I am now, 2 for 5. Landfill's 2 for 5. B is 2 for 5. Jeff, with a chance to win, maybe his first ever win, 3 for 5. Hold on real quick, Cody. Jeff, have you ever won real or fake?
Nope.
I don't think so.
So this could be your day.
This could be my day.
Okay. Now, the rule, if you win real or fake, you got to buy lunch, right?
Yep.
That's what I thought.
All right, bet.
Yeah, they're probably out of chicken tenders, though, so get something else.
All right, last one, Cotto.
Last one. Patient receives organ transplant in Ohio, dies of rabies infection through the transplanted organ. That one's real.
Wow.
How does that happen?
How does that
Landfill happen? Was right. Landfill say the fact that it's news is because something didn't work, so...
So
I went real.
Speaking of news, 4-way tie. We all went 3 of 6.
So Jeff won.
So me, you, and Landfill had real on the rabies. Jeff said fake.
So Jeff won.
No, we all tied.
He won, so you can buy the lunch.
Jeff won. Congratulations, Jeff. we're proud of you, Jeff.
I'll consult my lawyer.
Cody, thank you as always, buddy. Real or fake always
makes
me laugh.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah. Good stuff there, boy.
Have a great weekend, man. Cody on some OH stuff. It's like Eddie George is in the room with us or something.
Oh, Lord.
A lot of talk about Spain lately, Landfill.
Mm.
What are they like in Spain? Tapas? Sangria? Bullfighting? Long afternoon naps?
Mm.
Let's talk NFL schedule.
Nice bodies.
Oh, easy.